20,000 approvals have now been given for people wanting to use medicinal cannabis 3 years after the scheme became law. Companies are racing to produce a fully homegrown and manufactured product, but Australian doctors are still wary. Rebecca Hewitt reports.
Shannon Anderson suffers crippling pain from rheumatoid arthritis and injuries suffered in a serious motorbike accident 4 years ago. For the past 3 weeks, the Sunshine Coast resident has been using medicinal cannabis in the afternoons and phasing out other medications like oxycodone.
I'm more alert. I don't need to rest. I don't get the burn sensation in my limbs now.
Her cannabis medication has none of the psychoactive chemical THC, so she doesn't feel drug affected.
With medicinal cannabis, there is no side effects whatsoever.
The cost, though, is prohibitive. A small bottle of cannabis oil costs $300 and only lasts 3 weeks. Statistics from the Therapeutic Goods Administration show demand is surging. Last year, the TGA approved 2,500 applications through the Special Access Scheme. This year, there were over 16,000 approvals. A review of the 2016 legislation conducted by former Ombudsman Professor John McMillan found there had been much more commercial interest than expected. He made 26 recommendations to streamline the application process, including moving from a three-tiered licence system, where producers have to get separate approvals for cultivation, research and manufacturing, to one licence for everything.
In the first couple of years of the scheme, there was a very strong focus on minimising the risk of criminal incursion. And so there was a really strong regulatory scheme based around that. And the review found that that focus has been effective. There's been no recorded incursion of criminal activity into the scheme, but the focus can probably be switched a little more now to ensuring a proper regulation of the scheme rather than this very heavy emphasis on suppressing criminal incursion.
All the review's recommendations have been accepted by the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, and a single licence will be introduced next year. At the moment, all medicinal cannabis prescribed in Australia is imported. The chairman of industry group Medicinal Cannabis Industry Australia, Peter Kroc, says that is what's keeping prices high.
That's coming in at a cost, and it is, I think, a factor of supply and demand that people are taking the opportunity to make some super profits on the way through.
Several Australian companies are planning to launch products from Australian-grown cannabis late this year or early next and say they'll be able to do it at up to half the cost. The Australian Medical Association was wary of the scheme at the start, and it still is. Dr. Chris Sapala says many doctors are reluctant to prescribe cannabis because there's still a lot of uncertainty and controversy around whether it works.
Of course we want to be able to help people who've got intractable pain, nausea, vomiting as part of cancer therapy, multiple sclerosis. But I think the important point to make is that the evidence threshold is not there yet.
Several clinical trials are underway. For Shannon Anderson, her own experience is proof enough.
I'm looking forward to be able to get off all the drugs and improve my quality of life a lot.
Medicinal cannabis user Shannon Anderson with Rebecca Hewitt.